You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with one of my favorite people. We're going to have Connie from Princess House on at a later date. She got a conflict. She had to cancel, but I've got a great pinch hitter, and wait till you hear what we're going to talk about. Hey, I've got my good friend Trish Blasey out here. I saw her today at the ICSC, that's the International Council of Shopping Centers, South Florida Dealmaking Exchange, and I'm going to let Trish tell us what she did. Hey, Trish, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be with you.
Now, Trish, you did something. Actually, what you did was you facilitated a whole bunch of people doing something that I can only say is spectacular and has an impact right here in South Florida. Trish, softball over the plate. Please hit it out of the park.
It'll be my pleasure. So, Jim, as you know, because you've been a volunteer of ICSC for probably as many years as I have, that I've become involved with ICSC's charitable arm, our foundation. And in addition, I serve on our board of trustees, and I supervise and guide all of our volunteer activities in the Southeast U.S. and Puerto Rico. And so, though they call me the vice president of the Southern Division, I felt these past 3 months that I've been the South, the vice president of the Hurricane Division. And so, with the tragedies of Harvey and Irma and Maria impacting our members, their families, and their communities, one right after the other, we knew as a foundation that it was very important that we help support our members in their efforts to come up with some great ideas on how they might help their communities, because we really do believe that shopping centers are community centers, and these are places where people tend to gather in good times and bad. And as a lot of our centers were starting to become involved pre-storm in things like allowing utility trucks to set up and stage in their parking lots, restaurants were inviting the public to come for big barbecues as they cooked off their food supplies. And then after the storm, the centers slowly began to open and became places where people were able to donate food, clothing, even generators, if you will, for many, many people that were impacted by the storms. And as you know, the scope, especially of Irma, was really quite painful. You know, a storm that's 185 miles an hour for over 3 days, forcing 6.5 million people to evacuate and 40 million people in its 5-day cone, it was really staggering. So we got together with the board of the Charitable Foundation and decided that we would create a fund of $500,000 of matching funds that would be available as our members would make donations to the Red Cross. And we figured that we would be able to raise $500,000 in donations through the members and come up with at least $1 million to assist the Red Cross helping the victims of all three storms, as we have big membership in all of the areas that were impacted. And so I'm really pleased to report that through the efforts of some very, very committed volunteers, today we presented the Red Cross with a check for over $1 million, $1.17 million to be exact, and we're very excited that we were able to once again demonstrate that the shopping center industry is an integral part of the communities that it serves, and in addition, has a tremendous, tremendous propensity toward philanthropy. And so we feel like this demonstration, along with all of the other activities that took place, and quite frankly in Puerto Rico are still taking place at shopping centers that our members own and operate, and want to make sure that in addition to being centers of commerce, that they're centers for the community and for healing. And certainly a lot of our communities still have some more healing to do.
Trish, for the people that you're never going to meet, I want to say thank you. God bless you. And I know Vivian knows that it was a friendly one, and that's why I gave you that kiss afterwards and invited you on the show today. And we had the other guest come a little later, because I think this is timely and important. You know, we're still affected by the hurricane in our own household. We're still living in temporary housing. I think a lot of people don't realize that there's an incredible invisible circumstance that people across the Southeast are still dealing with.
And absolutely.
Puerto Rico is invisible to these people, and for crying out loud, it was real close that South Florida turned into Puerto Rico. So tell us a little bit about your ability to help the Red Cross reach and help people. Tell us a little bit about the lady that you brought to the event today.
So the woman that was at the event today was Dana Zakesh, and she's the regional philanthropy officer for the South Florida region of the American Red Cross. And as we took in the donations, we allowed people to identify which storm they wanted to help with. And so there are a variety of activities, and it depends a bit on which of the storms and the severity of damage, et cetera. So across the board, one of the things that they help with is, though FEMA provides temporary housing for people, they don't provide it for everyone, and they have limited resources. So Red Cross assists with that. Red Cross also operates shelters pre- and post-storm and has been very active in Puerto Rico post-storm, where in most of these other cases, the shelters were evacuated days after the storm. Puerto Rico, as you probably gather and most of your listeners know from the media reports, Puerto Rico is years away from a full recovery. 50% of the island is still without power. And those that are operating with generators, as we know from living in an area where we too utilize them, these are not permanent solutions. They're only temporary solutions. So trying to relocate people, trying to find them temporary facilities, providing meals, and helping to provide medical care. You know, with many areas of Puerto Rico still without running water and electricity, they're also on the verge of a tremendous health crisis. And so they assist in that way as well, providing temporary medical facilities in areas that are in dire, dire need, given the lack of other resources.
You know, I never really thought about how shopping centers and community centers, as you called them, can really assist in the pre-staging for these disasters, especially the structured parking garages that are up off the ground. I mean, I never even thought of that, Trish. High five. Do we have somebody at ICSC that works on that?
It's really done through most of the major mall operators,
okay,
because they have the largest parking lots. And mm-hmm. So as part of their hurricane plans, all of them have relationships with the major utilities. So those arrangements are made long in advance and are really part of their annual updates to their hurricane plan.
Wow, Trish, that is just very interesting information that I never thought of, but makes complete sense. Listen, Trish, we're running out of time. I'd like it if you could give maybe a little bit of information where people can get involved with the philanthropy. Is there like a website, or how do they give to you and the Red Cross? Because the need is not stopped, and neither have the collections.
The need hasn't, and we are always collecting. And we're at www.icsc.org. And Jim, before I leave you, I would be remiss not to ask about my good friend Vivian, and how is she doing?
Well, thank you for asking, Trish. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in the next segment, but Vivian is extraordinarily strong. This morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, she woke me up kissing and hugging me and telling me how much she loved me. That's her way of saying that she needs me. And I can only tell you that not only was I there at that moment, but I will always be there for her the way she's always there for me. We are soulmates, and we will get this kidney. We will recover. And I promise you, Trish, that Vivian will be back at these conventions with me, and you can have your girlfriend back kibitzing and running around and having fun at the next conference, hopefully as soon as the summer show at the end of the summer.
Well, I would welcome the privilege and opportunity of spending time with her like that again. I love you both, and thanks for giving me the time tonight on the show.
Again, I want to thank you, Trish, for taking it upon yourself to make the lives of many, many people that much better. People you will never meet. Trish, There is no higher calling. Again, I want to say thank you so much and God bless you.
Thanks, Jim. Have a good night.